Leo's insights are presented to challenge, inform, and encourage you in your quest to break free from school-based approaches to education. Building upon a foundation of unschooling, we sincerely hope these insights help you to consider how education can be truly unlimited.
Most of us are glad to have seen 2021 fade into history. It was certainly filled with many disappointments, frustrations, and discouragements, not to mention deep sorrow and grief for our family, as well as for many others. Our bad year ended in yet more sorrow when we suffered the tragic loss of my dear mentor and friend, the iconic and legendary Ted Byfield. Adding this loss to the litany of deaths and other sorrows that occurred in 2021 led me to seriously reconsider what life and death are all about. Imagine for a minute being on your deathbed, knowing you are about to depart from this world. Assuming your mind is clear enough to reflect on life, what do you think will be on your mind? Let me share what I believe will be on most minds at this juncture between life and death. It is fair to say that what will occupy our last moments of life on this side will be reflecting on what was most important during life. This will not likely include possessions, accomplishments, or fame, as these will all soon be left behind. This is what I think will be on our minds as we sunset into eternity. God. I imagine that if one is about to enter eternity, he or she will be seriously considering what he or she is getting into. Personally, this is not a fearful thing for me, as I've come to truly know that death no longer has victory over me, nor does it have the sting it would if I did not have my faith in the eternal Creator and what he has provided for us through his Son. However, even a professing atheist will likely be considering or reconsidering the existence of God as he, she prepares to embark on eternity, as this is where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. There will be a reckoning when we know what is really on the other side and when there is no option for a change of mind. Now, if the other side is entirely nothing, as stated by atheists and the like, then there's no need to consider God. However, this is still a question regarding God. If God does exist, there's likely only two avenues on the other side. One that is with him and one without him. No matter what you may think of God, I'm quite sure he will be on our minds as death approaches, for we are about to fully know the truth regarding God's existence. Family. The family is the most important thing in the world, so you are likely going to give this some serious thought on your way out. More on this topic later. Friends. Another thing you will likely have on your mind at death's calling will be the friends and acquaintances you valued in life. These are the people who loved you and whom you loved. It should be noted that the likelihood of spending your last few moments on earth thinking about things rather than people will be remote. And if God, family, and friends are the most important when death is imminent, you can bet your bottom dollar that this is what matters most in life. If reflecting on the quality of our life is based on the quality of our relationships, whether with God, family, or friends, we would be well advised to make relationships central in our lives while we are still here.
We trust you were blessed by today's presentation. For more helpful information to guide you in your home education journey, please visit educationunlimited.ca, and leogomal.com. Be sure to like us and share us on Facebook.